Let's talk about ethanol a bit. There's concerns out there right now about the ethanol industry. And, of course, there's been ups and downs over the years, maybe in a little bit of a down period right now. But do you have any longer-term concerns with what's going on?
Yeah, National Corn Growers Association is concerned, and we're watching this quite closely because it's a major market for us. I mean, we have to have a healthy ethanol industry in order to support that portion of the market that corn producers need expect to be able to get a good price when we deliver our corns to the plant to produce ethanol. It's a continued fallout from the situation of demand. And yes, any industry can expand to the point where they've got a surplus, and at this point in time, or a surplus capacity. And at this point in time, that is the case with the ethanol industry. And, you know, some of that was predicated on the situation within the RFS that Congress in 2007 set up a schedule to where at this point in time that we would be utilizing 15 billion gallons of ethanol annually in our domestic fuel supply. And we're there. You know, EPA plays games with the numbers in a situation where they will announce a renewable volume obligation of 15 billion gallons and then proceed to get the knife out, you know, and start cutting away on that demand potential then. And the waivers that they have granted over the last couple of years are in a situation where the implication is, you know, something close to 2.4 billion gallons. And when you're dealing with that in an industry that is built in order to handle that, and it starts backloading, then it puts pressure on the industry because of price and surplus supply of ethanol. So it is a concern, and we're continuing to work on it daily, every chance that we get. And it is also causing the National Corn Growers Association and our ethanol action team, the folks that have expertise in our organization, to continue to ask the questions and evaluate where we go with future fuels policy in this country.